ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய, ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்யா நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவீம் சரஸ்வதீம் வ்யாஸம் ததோ ஜயமுதீரயே நஷ்ட ப்ராயேஷ பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத் சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஸ்திகி. டுடே வி ஆர் ரீடிங் ஃப்ரம் ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கேண்டோ 8 சாப்டர் 20 பலி மகாராஜா சரண்டர்ஸ் த யூனிவர்ஸ் டெக்ஸ்ட் நம்பர் 6. யத் யத் ஹாஸ்யதி லோகே அஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தன ஆதிக்கம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் விப்ரஹ துஷ்யேத் ந தேனா சேத். யத் யத் தாசயதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் விப்ரஸ்துஷ்யே ந தேனயசே. யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் விப்ரஸ்துஷ்யே ந தேனசே. யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் விப்ரஸ்துஷ்யே ந தேனசே. யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் ப்ரஸ்துஷேன தேன சேத். யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் ப்ரஸ்துஷேன தேன சே. யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் ப்ரஸ்துஷேன தேன சேத். யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் விப்ரஸ்துஷ்யேன த்யாகே. மாதாஜி, யத் யத் தாஸ்யதி லோகேஸ்மின் சம்பரேதம் தனாதிகம் தஸ்ய த்யாகே நிமித்தம் கிம் ப்ரஸ்துஷே. வேர்ட் டு வேர்ட் மீனிங்ஸ், யத் யத் வாட்ஸ் எவர் ஹாஸ்யதி வில் லீவ் லோகே இன் த வேர்ல்ட் அஸ்மின் இன் திஸ் சம்பரேதம் ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி டெட் தன ஆதிக்கம் ஹிஸ் வெல்த் அண்ட் ரிச்சஸ் தஸ்ய ஆஃப் சச் வெல்த் தியாகே இன் ரெனன்சியேஷன் நிமித்தம் த பர்பஸ் கிம் வாட் இஸ் விப்ரஹா த பிராமணா Who is confidentially Lord Vishnu? Tushyet must be pleased. Na is not. Tena by such riches. Chet if there is a possibility. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: My Lord, you can also see that all the material appliances of this world are certainly separated from their possessor at death. Therefore, if the Brahmana Vamandev is not satisfied by whatever gifts one has given, why not please him with the riches one is destined to lose at death? Purport: The word Vipra means Brahmana, and at the same time confidential. Bali Maharaj had confidentially decided to give the gift to Lord Vamandev without discussion, but because such a decision would hurt the hearts of the Asuras and his spiritual master, Sri Shukracharya, he spoke equivocally. Bali Maharaj, as a pure devotee, had already decided to give all the land to Lord Vishnu. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare In this pastime, one very pertinent point was raised. Devatas, after drinking Amrit nectar, they became free from old age and disease, and they are not destined to be killed till the end of Kali Yuga. So that is called long life. So now Bali Maharaj raised this point that just because we did not drink Amrit, does it mean that we will be defeated forever? We have to remain subdued forever. So does it mean that demigods cannot be defeated at all just because they drank Amrit? So there is a possibility that demigods, because they drank Amrit and they became free from old age and disease and long life, and became, you know, endowed with long life, they may be overcome by ahankar, false ego. So that is also there. So Bali Maharaj went and requested Shukracharya that I am going to surrender to you completely. Tell us a way to, you know, defeat demigods even though they consumed Amrit. So here another point is raised that the Lord Vishnu is the one who made them drink Amrit, right? And here Shukracharya is has performed this Vishwajit sacrifice. Then Krishna only is Yajnamurti. So they want an answer. Why? What will happen now? So then, because both Lord Krishna only gave Amrit also, and he is the Yajnamurti, then he showed that by surrendering to the spiritual master, this act of surrender to the spiritual master is much, much greater than consuming Amrit. So that is surrendering to the spiritual master and receiving his anugraha, his mercy, is the ultimate in this world. There is nothing greater than this. That's what Lord Vishnu showed, that, you know, when Bali Maharaj, after this, he defeated Indra and others, and then the Indra and all, they had to hide somewhere. Sachi Devi, she had become a maid servant in somebody's place. So like that, he showed. So then Brihaspati himself told that now we cannot actually defeat Bali Maharaj, because he is blessed by his spiritual master. And on the day when his spiritual master rejects him, that day only he could reject him. He could be defeated. And also, Lord Vishnu is also obliged because he cannot kill anybody coming from Prahlad Maharaj's family. So he is also helpless. He cannot kill like that. So that is why this act of Lord Vamandev becoming a dwarf Brahmana and coming here to beg from Shukracharya. So Shukracharya understood who is this boy. Who is this boy? By the time Bali Maharaj already promised that whatever you asked, I would give you. I would give you. So then meanwhile Shukracharya came running and saying that no, don't do this, don't give. Do you know who is this boy? He is none other than Lord Vishnu only. He came in the form of a dwarf Brahmana and he will take away everything. Then he will become bereft. Right? So here another point we have to understand that anybody who is stopping you from giving everything to Krishna, from surrendering to Krishna, such a person should be rejected, even if he is a spiritual master. So that is why the topmost spiritual master, there is an acharya and there is a regular gurus. So topmost spiritual master is the one who is teaching us complete surrender to Krishna, right? So actually, Vasudeva Sutam Devam Kamsacha Anura Maddanam Deviki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadguru. Krishna is the Jagadguru. He is the only Jagadguru. Who is a Jagadguru? There are many gurus, but Jagadguru is the one who is attractive to everybody at all the time. Means every time you see a person, you want to see him more and more. And when you are not seeing him, you want to see him more and more. Right? Such a person. And then, whose teachings are acceptable by everybody in the world. Right? So that is, that bill fits only Lord Krishna. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, then all those devotees, pure devotees, who are coming in the disciplic succession, started by Lord Krishna, those who have understood, right? All these Mahajanas, Bhishma and now Bali Maharaj also, and Srila Prabhupada. So who would repeat their Krishna's teachings? If you see the life of Srila Prabhupada, he is only talking about Krishna all the time, right? I always say, sometimes when we talk in meetings and all, sometimes I would observe, say, switch off the, we used to record, switch off the tape. Because we are going to speak something which is not Krishna conscious or against somebody. But Prabhupada, he would never tell anybody to switch off the tape because he was always talking about Krishna. Right? One qualification one should see in a spiritual master. It is given in Mahabharata that the spiritual master should be free from raga and dvesha. Attachment and envy. If he is not free from raga and dvesha, he will teach dharma as, he will make dharma as adharma and adharma as dharma. Once there is one king, he is very fond of bangan. He is very fond of bangan. And then his guru, he was saying, yeah, bangan is the best sabji in the world. Krishna, God has created this, specially. So that is why, because bangan is the most important sabji, that is why he has given the kirita, crown, on the bangan. There is a, like that. Wow, wow, wow. Then the king, after some time, he got bored of the bangan. Then he said, this is a stupid sabji, worst. Then that guru said, yeah, it is the worst sabji. One should avoid. Many people, they get allergy for eating bangan. Then that is why God has put a hook on that. Then the king asked, sometime back you are saying God has created specially for me. No. Then he said, now because that time you are liking it, Now you are not liking it. Then he said, I am not a devotee of Bangan. I am your devotee. So, if somebody is attached to money and fame and all that, he will change the philosophy. That is why the qualification of a spiritual master should be free from raga and dvesha. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives another qualification for the spiritual master. In 11th canto Bhagavatam, he describes that there is a Bhakta Astakam. Anybody knows? You know what is Bhakta Astakam in Bhagavad Gita? 12th chapter, Advesta Sarvabhutanam Maitraha Karneyavacha. Starting from that verse to the last verse, it is called Bhakta Astakam. If this person, if somebody who has all these qualities, Krishna is saying, he is very dear to me. Right? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one who has attained all the qualities that are described in these 8 verses of 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita, he is qualified as the spiritual master. Yeah? Such a person, he is free from all envy, raga, attached to possessions. Then, when such a person, when somebody in that position, he can actually give the disciple proper knowledge. Otherwise, he will be influenced by all his attachments and his understanding and all that. So, Srila Prabhupada gives conclusion in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. Prabhupada says that a spiritual master, one who has attained the stage of offenseless chanting, such a person only should accept disciples. Right? Such a person only should accept disciples. So when he is experiencing bhava at that time, then he will be qualified to accept disciples and give proper instruction. Right? Then. So here Shukracharya is not on that stage. Yeah, because he was thinking, if Bali Maharaj gives away all his possessions and all, what will happen to me? What will happen to me and my family? So that is why he was actually obstructing Bali Maharaj by giving away everything. But Bali Maharaj, he is very, very determined. So Bali Maharaj said, you are saying, that personality who came here is Lord Vishnu. What else fortune I should have? What good fortune? He is not an ordinary person. He is Lakshmipati. He is a person whose hand doesn't know how to keep it on a lower side. When you are giving dana, when you are giving charity, your hand is on upper side. When somebody who is taking, is on a lower side. Right? So, in scriptures, it is mentioned, there are 8 inauspicious things, misfortunes, a man can have in one's life. One is old age, second one is poverty, third one is bimari, disease, fourth one is buktasesha. Buktasesha means one who eats remnants all the time. Somebody's remnants, right? Srila Prabhupada was laughing when Brahmananda Prabhu told, my father is a very rich businessman. When he would come back from home after working hard, everybody of us would be asleep. Then he would eat kurkure, right? So Prabhupada would laugh and laugh and fall from the chair. He laughed and laughed. He worked hard and then he would eat only kurkure, right? Like that. So that is Bhukta Shesha. Fifth one is Jaratvam. Jaratvam means one who is mad after women, lusty after women. Then sixth one is Choratvam. Choratvam means having this habit of stealing. And then seventh one is Runakarta. Means always on loans, taking loans all the time. And then they describe, eighth one is Dinatvam, means asking somebody all the time. Ye de dena, wo de dena, give me this, like that. So, it is said that anybody who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all these eight daridras, eight inauspicious things will fly away. Just like when there is a breeze, cotton will fly away, just like that. No? Anyway, why I am bringing this point? That asking somebody is not considered a great thing. It's not considered a great thing. But that Lord Vishnu, who is only habituated to giving to others, he has come to ask from me. My hand is on upper, will be on upper side, and his hand will be on lower side. So I should give everything, anything he wants. Then that hand is not an ordinary hand. In other scriptures it is mentioned, some detail that very nicely described. Oh, that hand which touches Lakshmi Devi's hair. Oh, that hand which touches the cheeks of Lakshmi Devi. That hand which touches the body of Lakshmi Devi. That hand which touches the pallu, the edge of the sari of Lakshmi Devi. That hand which touches the lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi. That hand is extended in front of me. How can I say no? How can I say no? I should give everything like that. So, then here Prabhupada is mentioning that he has already decided. He has already decided to give everything to Krishna. Right? Lord Krishna, when he visited Jarasandha, he said, "My dear Majesty, we have come here, we three Brahmanas. We heard that you are a very, very charitable person, nicely disposed to Brahmanas. We have come here to ask for some charity." Said, anybody, somebody who is a great person, he is a tolerant person, he is ready to tolerate anything. Just like a criminal, he is ready to perform any abominable activities. Any abominable activities. He says, this body is perishable, but by giving charity, you will get imperishable fame. Hitriyascha sajivati. Anybody, it is said that many people, if you see, you go to Vrindavan and all, here also we have those who donate, they have their names inscribed in the temples and all, right? Well, it is said that as long as the temple stays, that many thousands of years, they can stay in the heavenly planet and enjoy. That is why they give that inscribed. So, yeah, it is a, in the beginning we want, subsistence, eating and all. After that, we need knowledge, right? Then good name and all. Then in the end, all of us, we want to leave some legacy. We want to be known even after death, right? So, once I asked in one class, what do you want most in your life? What is like that? Then he said, lot of people should attend my funeral. I said, what is the use? Right? Aisa bolte hai na, kaji ka kutta mar gaya to pura gaon chala gaya. Kaji mar gaya to koi nahi gaya. Right? So, if somebody has given charity, then that people will ask. So, it is said that we will not be known by how much we have accumulated. We will be known by how much we gave. Then people remember, us din aisa diya, mere ko itna paisa diya, they have given me this much, that much, he has done this, he has done this. So, somebody who has given charity only will be known. That is why Krishna is saying that you should use this perishable, this body is anyway perishable. Why didn't you use this body to attain imperishable fame, just like Mudgala, Maharaj Sibi, Harishchandra, like that. Very interesting point Krishna raised. So, Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto Bhagavatam, everybody in this world wants to keep this body comfortable and happy. And then he wants to accumulate so many things. But he doesn't understand this body, you know, which embraces you and leaves you also after some time. So don't trust his body, Prahlad Maharaj says. Don't waste your time trying to accumulate things like that. So give. Jarasandha also thought, yeah, what you are saying is correct. You know, Maharaj Bali also, that time I think Prabhupada must have written, or Bali Maharaj, Jarasandha was saying, Bali Maharaj also, you know, he gave everything to Lord Vamandev, even though knowing that Lord Vamandev came in the form of, Vishnu himself, he came in the form of Vamandev, like that. So I think I should give everything to whatever these Brahmanas are asking. Even though he is having doubt, but I don't think they are Brahmanas, because seeing the marks of bow and arrow on their shoulders, he could sense that they are Kshatriyas. But still, you know, if they came in the form of Brahmanas, why not give like that? So this giving a charity of all charities, charity of giving land, Bhudan, is the highest. In Padma Purana it is mentioned. That because many we think that Annadan is the highest, but actually more than Annadan, Bhudan is the highest, because in Bhumi only, on the earth only, these grains grow, right? From the grains grow, right? So, Krishna says in Bhagavatam, 11th canto, the process of deity worship, he says that anybody who installs my deity, you know, he will become a king of the land. Anybody who constructs my temple, who donates a land for the construction of my temple, he will become a king for all the three worlds. Right? Anybody who installs the deity and worships me, he will go to Brahmaloka. And anybody who does all these three things, he will attain a form like me. Right? So somebody, that is why it is mentioned that one should always give charity, because Prabhupada mentions in second canto Bhagavatam, quoting Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that how important giving charity is, right? Giving charity is. Like Prabhupada gives this count, this calculation, that if you give 100 rupees to a Sudra, you will get back 100 rupees in your next life. If you give 100 rupees to another Vaishya or somebody, you will get 1000 rupees. If you give 100 rupees to an unqualified Brahmana, you will get 10,000 rupees. If you give 100 rupees to a qualified Brahmana, you will get 1 lakh rupees. But if you give to a Krishna temple or a Vaishnava, a pure devotee, you will get back unlimited wealth. No, that is why many people, they become unlimitedly wealthy, right? Then he says, Prabhupada gave a very nice point, that if you give 1 second of your year for Krishna Katha, in your next life, you will get millions of seconds of, hearing of Krishna Katha. So this is the calculation. So that is why it is advised that one should give charity. Whatever we have given in our next life, we'll get it back. Like that. So, it is very important, to just like Bali Maharaj has decided to give everything. Like that. Shankaracharya, when he was a 6-year-old boy, he went for Madhukari before he took sannyas. So, he was asking, Bhavati Bhikshandehi. He went to one Brahmana's family. This Brahmani was there. And then she was very, very poverty stricken, suffering from abject poverty. And then she saw this boy, Shankaracharya. She became very attracted, because Lord Shiva himself, Shankaracharya, none other than Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu, greatest Vaishnava. So he was emanating so much great affluence. He's looking so beautiful. And when this lady saw this boy, she became so attracted, and she wanted to give something to him. But there was nothing in the house. Then she remembered her husband. Husband also very poverty stricken and nothing is there. But her husband brought one amla, gooseberry. Right? It is mentioned that on Dwadasi day, one should compulsorily take amla. Like that. So, he kept it. So, even if it is dried up also, he can take amla. Like that. He said, if Dwadasi day, if there is no rice available, I will eat this amla and break the fast. Like that. So, she brought that, that is the only thing she was having at her home. Nothing. No rice, nothing. So, she gave it to him. Something she wanted to give. She gave it that amla to him. So, Shankaracharya, seeing the condition of poverty stricken condition of that lady, he took mercy. Then he prayed to Lakshmi Devi. It's called Kanakadara Stotram. You know? So Lakshmi Devi appeared, said, Shankara, what do you want? Said, you know, give her riches. Lakshmi Devi said, you know, they have no good karma, they have no credit. If you have some credit in your bank, then only you can withdraw, right? So they have not done any punya in their any charitable activity. So they have not accumulated any credit in their life. So how can I give? Right? How can I give? Then Shankaracharya said, Mate, why are you saying that? Why are you saying that she has not given me anything? You know, she has given me the only possession she had. That is amla. You know, that was the only possession she had. You know, meant for Dwadasi breaking. So why are you saying that she has not given anything? So in the beginning, when the donors, when the devotees start giving, Krishna sees how much you are giving. After some time, Krishna sees, you know, what you are keeping. What you are keeping, that's why Prabhupada says in one lecture, yeah, all the property, I'll give it to my wife and children. I will come to Vrindavan. Krishna will maintain. Right? Krishna is not such a fool. Right? Krishna is not such a fool. Like that. So, then why are you saying that? You know? Then he told her that, my dear Lakshmi Devi Mata, you know, just like when there is a breeze, you know, all the clouds are driven away. Like that, by the breeze of your glance, you know, drive away all their bad karma and give. Lakshmi Devi said, actually I want to give. I am saying this, I did not give before, because I wanted you to compose these prayers, Kanakadara Stotram, so that in future if somebody is very, very poverty stricken, if they chant these prayers, I will give them. So here the point is, Lakshmi Devi gave, rained, you know, golden amlas, golden gooseberries. You know, if you go to the Shankaracharya, that place, you know, they will show you the house where that Kanakadara happened, like that. So here the point is, she has given everything. Like that Bali Maharaj, he is ready to give everything to Krishna. And then, there is no loss. If you give, you know, many people, like His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, he was saying that when he went to South India, he had a great problem preaching to people there, because they are very scared, South Indians are very scared, that if you worship Krishna, Krishna will take away everything. Right? Krishna will take away everything. But the point is, Krishna may take away all our material things, but He will give Himself. Later on, like we see, he himself given himself to Bali Maharaj, became a Dwarpalak, you know, for him. So, it is a foolish thing, you know, people have this notion that don't worship Krishna, if you keep Mahabharata, don't keep Mahabharata at home, don't worship Krishna, Krishna will take away everything, right? How, you know, Krishna, that's why it is said, if Krishna likes you, you know, He will give everything. He will give a very nice, beautiful wife, nice bungalow and juhu, or a visa to America, so much wealth and all that. But if Krishna loves you, right, He will take away everything. Once in Kerala, I was giving a lecture. I posed this question. I said, you want Krishna to like you or Krishna to love you? Right? I explained what happens and all. Then many people, they raise their hand, Krishna, that you know, Krishna should love like us. If Krishna loves us, he is there very afraid. He will take everything. What will happen? Like that. So we will not be the losers like that. So it is mentioned. That is why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he had this determination. The Bali Maharaj had this determination. Whatever Shukracharya says, I am ready to give everything to Lord Krishna. You know, this is called Vyavsayatmika Buddhi. Right? Vyavsayatmika Buddhi. Right? His role is Bhakti Charamara was saying that when devotees would join in Hare Krishna temples during their times, they would give everything to Prabhupada. Everything. Whatever property, everything. Right? Brahmananda Prabhu, he got inheritance. He gave to everything to Prabhupada. Like, Brahmananda Prabhu, once first he got a job, he had a problem. Because everybody else was a hippie and Prabhupada was maintaining them. And then Brahmananda Prabhu got a job. Then he went and asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, I have a doubt. He said, what? I got a job. Prabhupada's eyes became very wide open. He said, you got a job? You got a job? Then he said, what should I am thinking, you know, whether to join full time or work and all. Then Prabhupada preached, you know, you work and give that money to Krishna. You know. Then Brahmananda Prabhu asked, how do I give the money to Krishna? Prabhupada said, you give it to me, I will give it to Krishna. Then Brahmananda Prabhu saying, Prabhupada commented, after Brahmananda got a job, my financial problems were over. So later on, Brahmananda Prabhu got an inheritance from his mother. He gave it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, thank you very much. Then he was looking at Bhagavatam sets. Swamiji, I don't have Bhagavatam set. Right? Now we give gifts, you know, so many gifts, itna bada bada fame, panchajarka, you know, to the donors. So he was thinking all the donors, they expect something in return, some gift. So he was looking at Swamiji, Prabhupada, that I don't have, you know, Bhagavatam set. You know, hoping that Prabhupada would present him a gift of Bhagavatam set. Prabhupada said, no, that is $17.5. But Prabhupada, I gave everything I got, all my inheritance to you. Oh, that is a different thing. You have to purchase. Okay, as a concession, you can pay in installments. So like that is the inspiration they have. Prabhupada was inspiring them, like, everything they would give. You know, Satsuru Maharaj would work in social welfare department. He would give all the salary to Prabhupada. All the salary to Prabhupada. Like that was Vyavsayatmika Buddhi. So, Bali Maharaj, you know, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Eshate Abhita Sankhe, Buddhir Yogair Imam Shunu, Buddhya Yitto Yaya Partha, Karmabandham Prahasyasi. He said, my dear Arjuna, till now, in the beginning, like Shukracharya, Arjuna also was speaking Dharma Shastra. Then Krishna spoke from 2.11 to 2.30, you know, Sankhya Yoga, Jnana, you know, the difference between body and the soul and complete knowledge of the soul. Then he said, I have given the intelligence to understand to what is Sankhya till now. But Buddhya Yukto Yaya Partha, now I am going to teach you Buddhi Yoga or Bhakti Yoga. Right? So, by knowing which, you will become free from material entanglement. Then Krishna says, Neha Bikramanasvasti Pratyavaho Navidyate Svalpam Apyas Dharmasya Prayato Mahato Bhayat. So, earlier, Buddhi Yoga means, Vishnath Thakur says, there are two things. Yoga consisting of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Nishkama Karma Yoga, dedicating all the results of the activities to Krishna. You know, Bhagavad Arpita Nishkama Karma Yoga. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the later, that karmanya vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana, ma karma phale heturbhur. You have the right to perform the work, but not enjoy the work. But before that only, Krishna has established Tribunya Vishaya Veda Nistregunya Bhavarjuna. You know, Nidvandohi Nitya Sattvasto Niryoga Kshema Atmavan. So, this devotion service is transcendental. Then he explains that this jnana and karma, they are sattvic and rajasic. So, they are not beyond modes of nature. But this bhakti consisting of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, there is transcendental process beyond modes of nature. You know, that is why Krishna is saying Neha Vikram Nasosti. By performing this devotional service consisting of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, even if you perform little bit also, you know, there will be no loss. And but otherwise, if karma yoga is performed, if there is a break in the procedure, or you are unable to finish, then you will lose the result. If there is any irregularity, you will be punished also. But then somebody may raise this question, suppose somebody has taken up this devotion service, and even though he has faith in this process, but he is unable to perform properly, then what will happen? Then Krishna says, Svalpam api asya dharmasya. You know, even if you perform little bit of devotional service, then no problem, there is no loss or dominion, because you will get the proper result. Giving the example of Ajamila, because you will never be a loser, even if you are unable to perform completely. So, because Krishna says in the 11th canto Bhagavatam that I have deliberated the transcendental nature of this process and given this process of devotion service, you know, which is beyond three modes of nature. You know, even if somebody is unable to perform completely, still there is no loss. Right? So this is a very important understanding. Then Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Ekeha Kurunandana. You know, so this understanding that my spiritual master, though this verse was influenced Prabhupada so much that he changed his life. So what is that purport? So Vishnu Chakur says that this process given by my spiritual master of consisting of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam, I will only perform this. Let anything may happen to me, you know, whether I achieve success, whether I go to hell, or anything may happen, I will not give up this process of chanting and hearing of these holy names of the Lord. You know, that kind of resolute purposeness, you know, that is called intelligence, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Right? So Vishnu says that 11.20.28, in the purport of that verse, Vishnu Thakur says that let there millions of obstacles may come in my life on the path of devotion service. Let me commit offense and go to hell, or let me go to hell, or I may be overcome by lust. You know, even if Brahmaji comes and tells me to perform jnana and karma, I will not perform. I will only perform the Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu as per the instruction of a spiritual master. That is called Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Such a person, he will achieve Krishna consciousness. He will achieve Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, Vishnu Thakur says that this karma and jnana, because karma means, if you perform Nishkama Karma Yoga, there are many desires. Many desires means intelligence is many branched. Jnana is also same thing. You know, many processes are involved. So like that. So these both jnana and karma are rejected because they are sattvic and rajasic. But devotion service is transcendental, directly given by Krishna. That is why Prahlad Maharaj says in 7th canto Bhagavatam, my dear sons of the demons, you know, we are all parts and parcels of Krishna. And then Paramatma, as a well-wisher, he is sitting in our heart all the time. You know, he is our best well-wisher. That is why the process that teaches, given by Krishna himself directly, that is the best process. Yeah? That is the best process. like that. So this aspect Bali Maharaj showed in this, in his determination that I will give everything to Krishna, come what may, like that. That is why he became a Mahajan, right? Giving up Atma Nivedanam is the most difficult thing, most difficult thing to perform, giving up everything, right? Because Krishna says in Bhagavatam 11th canto that you should give me what is most dear to you. Not that you want to give what you want, what you like, but what you want, what you like most, that you give it to me. What we like most, dhana. Then our mind, ultimately in the beginning, we are very attached to our wealth, very difficult to give. Mahir pranam, we are ready to give up life but not money. Mahir pranam, and then giving up the mind, very difficult. Retaining our own independence and all like that. So I will conclude this lecture by saying one very nice pastime. All of you know how to purchase Krishna, like Bali Maharaj purchased Krishna, right? Krishna gave this, and he was speaking to Rukmini Devi. After all the conversation is over, Rukmini Devi explained the whole thing. Then he told Rukmini Devi, Rukmini Devi, actually, of all the queens I have got, you are most dear to me. You know why? Because even though you don't know me, just by hearing from a third person, you have developed so much attachment for me that rejecting the proposals from a very handsome, rich princess, and you sent a very calmly, a letter to me, inviting me to kidnap you, kidnapping. Then when I was kidnapping you, your brother attacked me, Rukmi. That time I fought with him, I insulted him, I disfigured him by, shaving off of his hair, mustache and hair and all that. That time you didn't say one word. Later on, during Aniruddha's marriage, Lord Balaram killed, Rukmi. That time also, it is said Bhagni Prema. Bhagni Prema means a sister. She has, even the brother doesn't love her not, she has so much love for her brother. He's called Bhagni Prema. Like that, even then, you kept quiet. You didn't say one word because you are very afraid. You are in a great anxiety that if you say anything, you may lose me. You may become separated from me. In this great anxiety, you did not speak even one word. You did not speak even one word. This silence, Krishna says, this silence has purchased me. This kind of dependence on me. Then he says that when you informed me, then you went to that Gauri temple, sensing that because I became delayed, I came late, sensing that I may not be coming, you are ready to commit suicide. This thought of yours has entered my soul, Krishna is saying, that I cannot repay my debt to you. Of all the queens, you are the one who gives most love to me. I just cannot repay my debt to you. Right? So, this kind of determination, actually Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says, Rukmini Devi sent a letter saying that if you don't agree to my proposal, even 100 lifetimes, I will give up my life, but I will not marry anyone else. So, this kind of determination everybody cannot get. Only liberated souls can get, Vishwanath Thakur says. Like that, if somebody can have this determination, then we will get Krishna. Otherwise, it will take time. Slowly, slowly, we have started this process. Like the Srila Prabhupada said, anybody who enters Hare Krishna temple, Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari, opens a diary in his name. Then every time he comes and offers obeisances to Radha Rasa Bihari, he makes a note. Every time he puts a 10 rupee note, he makes a note. Every time he chants one round, he makes a note. Every time he hears Bhagavatam, he makes a note like that. So Prabhupada said, if somebody has accumulated, suppose if somebody wants to purchase a flat in Juhu, he is saving the money, you know, for 50 lakhs or 1 crore or whatever. And then once 1 crore is accumulated, he can purchase that flat. Like that, by like this, if somebody accumulates enough credits, then Prabhupada said, he can purchase Krishna. Right? Like Bali Maharaj did. So these are the examples we have to learn from the pages of Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna. Any comments, Maharaj?
Hare Krishna. When Bali Maharaj gave everything to Lord Vamandev, that time he was very much pleased and he became the doorkeeper of Bali Maharaj. And after a long time passed, Lakshmi was worried that Lord Vishnu not returned to his residence. So then, time of Raksha Bandhan, Lakshmi went to the Patal Loga, to Bali Maharaj, and Bali Maharaj offered the aarti, ghee lamp, and Bali Maharaj asked, what should I give in return, what gift I should give to you to return this? Then she said, give my husband return back to my place. So that's how Lakshmiji took Lord Vamana with her, went back to Vaikuntha Plains. Hare Krishna.
But I hear Vamandev is still there. Anything else?
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhu. I have a question. You said that Krishna is within our heart in the Paramatma form, four-handed form, and he guides us. But we hear a lot of sounds or noises or voices within, like mind also speaks and intelligence also speaks, and there Krishna is also guiding us. So how to understand which voice is Krishna's?
So Prabhupada writes in second canto Bhagavatam, in the beginning actually you have to take guidance. You cannot hear the voice of Paramatma. Very difficult. So in the beginning you should take instruction only from the spiritual master. But when you become more and more advanced, Krishna Prabhupada writes that you can that time you can directly take instruction from the Paramatma. Like Prabhupada used to take, right? Prabhupada actually used to take direction directly from Krishna, not even Paramatma. So in the beginning only our authority. Because you are asking this question because you don't want to surrender to the spiritual master or authority. We want to pass over. And then, no, I am directly getting instruction from Paramatma. But this is a rebellious mentality. Right? So, in order to give up that rebellious mentality, you must surrender to the spiritual master. You know, in our circumstance, you must take instruction from your authority, you know, immediate authority, and follow. Then, by following that instruction, you will make an advancement. At that time, after some time, you can actually, Krishna will guide you. Then you will be able to hear, guidance. Otherwise, suppose once one devotee approached and asked Prabhupada, what service I can do to you? So Prabhupada said, Paramatma is in your heart, ask him. So he asked, then he got the instruction to make mridanga. A fiberglass mridanga. Right? Once Prabhupada was cooking and you know, giving feast and all to all the hippies. Then one day, one hippie after 4 or 5 weeks approached Prabhupada and asked, Swamiji, can I do some service? Prabhupada said, just now I was praying to Paramatma, now I cooked all these things, who will clean the pot? Send somebody. You have come here, so you clean. Like that. So not now. Okay, anything else? Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.